you find replacement springs for a grandfather clock. He took pictures of the clockworks and asked me to search online. I looked everywhere and found nothing. He was heartsick. The clock was broken. The party was coming. And there seemed no way that they could fix it on time. The next Friday morning, David went to his usual men's sunrise Bible study. And during the conversation, someone observed that men do not often ask for help. Something prompted David to speak up. He told the story of the clock. Well, Gordon referred him to Danny at Happy Time Repair. David called, and Danny agreed to come the following Tuesday. When Danny arrived, I watched him repair the damage. He told us he was booked for the next year, but he had made a special appointment for us. As he worked, we talked about God's presence in our lives, of course. And when he finished, the clock was fixed. All was well for the birthday party. David and I give credit to Jesus. Yes, he got help from Gordon and from Danny, but none of it would have happened if David had not laid down his burden and listened for the prompting of the Holy Spirit. That's the wisdom that Jesus is naming. When we give burdens to God, we must stay open to the way relief arrives. Sometimes grace comes through a prompting, or a conversation, or a friend, or a repairman who has time to help. God sends help. But we still have to say yes. That lesson matters, especially this weekend as we celebrate our Independence Day and the 250th birthday of our country. Americans prize independence, self-reliance, the freedom to choose our own way. But the gospel asks a different question. Can we also learn the holy gift of dependence? On July 4th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence proclaimed that all people are created equal and endowed by their Creator with unalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This proclamation is a declaration of faith. Faith in a good God who gives life, freedom, and the dignity of choice. But the pursuit of happiness is not the same as the pursuit of doing everything alone. True happiness is not found in isolation. It's discovered with God and with one another. That's why Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When Jesus speaks of a yoke, as we heard earlier, he uses an image everyone in his day understood. A yoke could rest on the shoulders of a person carrying water, or it could join two oxen together so they could pull a plow or carry a heavy load. Justin Martyr, a second century church father, said that Jesus made yokes as a carpenter. We can imagine him shaping the wood, sanding the rough places, checking the fit, and making sure the yoke would allow the animals to pull together without pain and discomfort. That is the yoke Jesus offers us, one shaped by his labor, his love, and his knowledge of who we are. He does not hand us a burden and leave. He joins us in it. He helps us bear what we could never bear alone, pull what we could never pull alone, carry what we could never carry alone. So what are you carrying alone today? a hurtful word, a fear, a disappointment, a loss of hope, a burden you've carried so long that you no longer remember what it would feel like to set it down? First, know this. You're enough for God. Then ask God to open your eyes to the blessings around you and to the people who can help you. A quiet moment, the sound of laughter, coffee in the morning, a smile, a fond memory, a beautiful song, a faithful friend. The burden you pick up is thanksgiving and praise. The burden you release is disappointment. Move towards what is good. Move away from what harms. How do you know which way to go? Read the Bible. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Seek friends on the kingdom path. Talk to your clergy. Join what is holy. It may be hard at first. It may be hard later. But it will be good. And you will be hot on the trail of happiness. So this week, name one burden you have been trying to carry alone. Offer it to Christ in prayer. Then say yes. Say yes to one person, one practice, one act of thanksgiving through which God may be sending help. So lay down the burden of carrying life alone. Take up the yoke of Christ. Discover the joy of pulling God's kingdom into this world together. Give God the glory. Thanks be to God. Amen.